Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily and posted on Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages. Elkmont has all the brands you love, like On Clouds, Birkenstock, Extra Tough, Patagonia, Z-Supply, Filson, Columbia, Maui Jims, Costa, and so much more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Merry Christmas.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
I choke. South Carolina and all the ships
radio,
at sea.
Good
well, that's never happened before. I've done this 8 million times. That's never happened. So I just choke live on air. It's excellent. Lots of things to get to today. Obviously, we are going to talk about the Clemson recruiting class every year. I do the full analysis player by player. I never listen to Dabo Swinney's press conference on this day because I don't want to be influenced by what coach says about the respective players. I'm giving you my own analysis of these guys. The only thing that I'm aware of, and I became aware of it when I headed in here listening to Kwok and Sam, was what Dabo had to say about the quarterback room as it sits. We'll discuss that. I'm just look. We're in different positions, okay? When you're the head coach of a football team, you have to maintain the integrity of your quarterback room. Ryan Day does it every year. Every year he's got like five-star guys, and he tells them all that, oh, yeah, we're going to wait till the last day. It's close, too close to call, when he knows fully well whose quarterback's going to be. You have to maintain the integrity of your quarterback room. You just have to. You don't have any choice. So, you know, you can't be bold and open about the things you believe. Now, again, maybe this is the case. If it is, I really need to go back and watch Chris Denson's film again, because I am not convinced, okay? I am not convinced. And I don't dislike Christopher Vezina. I thought he played well against SMU, particularly given the situation he was thrown into. I thought the game plan in the first quarter was terrible. It was nothing but checkdowns. It wasn't Vezina's fault in the first quarter. They finally let him start taking some shots down the field, and he hung in under duress, did things Cade never did. Cade bailed a lot. Vezina stood strong in the pocket and delivered the ball, made throws, took some hits. You have to do that sometimes playing quarterback. And I thought Vezina acquitted himself nicely in the game against SMU. Now you have to consider that SMU defensive secondary experienced lots of problems. And it's one game and nobody really knew who he was. So, you know, once people get film on you, the story can be a little bit different. I need to go back and watch Chris Denson's film. I'm not talking about Furman. I'm talking about high school film. I just don't care anything about that Furman game. All right. But as of now, I remain unconvinced. All right. I think the starting quarterback for Clemson next year is not on this roster. And I'm not going to change my mind until I see that come to fruition. But we'll see. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to break down every player. But for a couple, my internet started getting really bad at like 4 or 5 in the morning for some reason when I was still doing this, because it takes time to evaluate all these players. And basically, I've not slept at all. So I've done them all except for 2 or 3, I guess. But we're going to discuss all of that today. Before we get going, I am sad to have to offer condolences to the family of Eldon Campbell. Clemson basketball legend, one of the greatest players in Clemson basketball history, had a really good NBA career, gone at the way too early age of 57. Eldon Campbell was a Clemson legend, and with good reason, but he was as a basketball player, but from everything I've ever been told, he was legendary as a person. He was a quiet man, you know, soft-spoken. I've never heard anybody say a bad thing about Eldon Campbell. Nobody. And you know what? At the end of the process, when you're ultimately judged, you're not judged on basketball. You're judged on what type of human being you are. And by all accounts, Eldon Campbell was great at both. He was a tremendous basketball player, and he was an even better human being. So certainly our thoughts and prayers to the Campbell family and to the Clemson community as a whole. Really, really just awful news. I saw it today. I just couldn't believe it. 57 years old, Ramona. Gone way too soon. Eldon Campbell. Text said, Walt, I like Reynolds' looks like he... is developed from a size perspective. It could be the guy. Well, we'll talk about that a little bit later. I think if he is the guy, I think you'd have a lot of growing pains. It's not that he doesn't have you're 100% right about his physical stature. You're 100% right. We'll talk about that. We'll get to him and as part of the analysis. William Cockerell, a former Clemson walk-on and podcaster, and William is a recruiting analyst now. He will join us at 4:05 today, and we'll get some of his thoughts. And I'm curious about numbers and other elements, and actually part of that related to the quarterback position, so we sort of know that situation. I mean, I will grant you that, at least on the surface, some of these numbers don't appear to add up. I will grant you that. I just don't know. When I look at Clemson football now, compared to where it was, say, in 2018, where you had great depth and great talent, I don't know that you have that anymore. I don't know that you have that same type of roster-wide advantage any longer. Therefore, I think it's more paramount than ever that you have a proven elite quarterback. I think it's troublesome, to my way of thinking, to think about the notion that for at least half the year, Cade Klubnik really played poorly. I mean, the first four or five games was just dreadful. And we had heard all these good things about Vezina. But again, if they weren't capable of playing then, and we saw the way Cade played over the course of the year, which, I mean, I don't know how you would label that over the course of the year, pedestrian. And they weren't able to take any time or game snaps away from him, then it makes you wonder a little bit about next year. I don't see, I mean, the questions seem obvious to me. And I'm concerned. I'm concerned. That's where I am. From what I understood Dabo Swinney to have said, again, I have not heard it myself as yet, from what I understood Dabo Swinney to have said, I don't think people should read too much into that. I think that what it sounds like what Dabo Swinney said is he told you the truth about the status quo as of December 3rd, or whatever date this is. But that doesn't mean that that'll be true at the start of January. It doesn't. So we'll see. Ramona, there are two things I have to tell you that you are not going to believe.
Okay.
One.
Uh-huh. What you got?
My man Diego Pavia.
Oh, no. What?
The more I think about it, I think Diego Pavia ought to win the Heisman Trophy.
Okay.
I think he has been the best college football player in America. I just do. And I think that we're moving that way, Ramona. I think we are moving towards Diego Pavia winning the Heisman Trophy. I really do. I know we had the Mendoza game, the Heisman moment allegedly at Penn State. But when you actually look at all the numbers and realize that this dude quarterback Vanderbilt, and he brought him to a 10-2 record. The only two losses were a game at Alabama where admittedly he fumbled on the second drive where they were down at the 7-yard line. He doesn't fumble. They beat Alabama. But then there was the game at Texas where they got way behind and he rallied them all the way back and it was 34-31. I mean, basically, they've only had two close losses. They were road games at Alabama and Texas at Vanderbilt. Oh, by the way, what has it meant? Vanderbilt signed a 5-star quarterback. So that's what Diego Pavia has meant to Vanderbilt. But I think there is some momentum late in this process for Pavia. If that happens, Ramona, and the Pavia clan goes to New York the Heisman.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I have to see it.
It's going to be a party.
Oh, it's going to be unbelievable, Ramona. You have no idea, Ramona. You have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, let me explain.
Okay. You got more than the mother and the two brothers?
Oh, yes.
Tell me about.
Oh, yes. More than the mother and the two brothers.
Okay.
Because one of the two brothers, when Vanderbilt was playing the other day against Tennessee, was arrested again.
One of the ones that was from before?
Yes, yes. He was. No. Yeah, he was arrested again. Again, okay. He was holding up things that people couldn't see, and he refused to put them down. Then the police became involved, and he had to be dragged off again. So one of Diego Pavia's brothers had to be dragged off again. And just in case you think that's the end of the story,
uh-huh.
No.
No.
Some hours later, the father was arrested.
His dad?
We didn't even know there was one. Well, we knew at some point that it wasn't right.
But we hadn't heard about the dad.
Right. We've heard nothing about
him. He was quiet.
Right. Nothing about him. We hadn't heard nothing about him. But allegedly he was then arrested like 3 hours later after the brother was arrested.
No.
You know, meanwhile, mom's up in her little short Heisman shirt doing the Heisman pose. So this has been an unbelievable season in the Pavia family, Ramona.
He deserves the Heisman.
He does.
They need to give it to him just because.
Well,
look,
he's part of it. All right.
He's trying to play football, and everybody's
being
weird.
No, look.
They can behave themselves.
No, there are things you don't know.
Are you going to tell me what these things are?
No,
you know them?
Yeah, look, when Pavio was involved in his prior transfer, he peed on the field.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Yeah, so,
no.
This is the reality, okay? There would be nothing more amazing, Ramona. I'm not saying good or positive. I'm saying more amazing. Look, as long as nobody's seriously injured, we love to see an 85 car pile up on the highway. As long it's sort of who we are as human beings. Well, I don't want to see any permanent damage to the ceremony, but I wouldn't mind seeing the Pavia clan in New York.
Well, if they got all that going on, and the Heisman people, aren't they a little snotty?
Well, look. Let me explain this right now. They're going. Okay, I don't know whether he's winning, but they're going. He's going to get invited to New York. There's no doubt about it. He's going to New York. You can book that right now. Diego Pavia is going to be one of the finalists to win the Heisman Trophy. So the Pavia clan is going to take over New York, and this is going to be the greatest.
Sit in the front row.
Right, and can you imagine? Can you imagine if they lose?
Oh, I don't know.
If the Pavia, the brothers are both going to be arrested. Yeah, the brothers are probably going to fight with the winner. I mean, we're going to see things that the Heisman Trophy. This is going to be the greatest. Look, the Heisman presentation basically sucks now. It's just awful.
I'm sure.
It's just awful. It's stale. It's awful. It's not going to be stale this year, Ramona.
No. It'll be interesting.
The Pavia clan is going to make the Heisman Trophy ceremony the most interesting Heisman Trophy in history, without question. And I am, therefore, I cannot wait to see this year's Heisman Trophy, because they're going. They're going. And I think he's going to win, Ramona. But at the very least, they're going to be there. So win or lose, again, it might be more interesting if he doesn't win.
Now, do people dress up for the Heisman like they're going out to some?
Oh yeah,
you know.
Yeah. You wear your Sunday best. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so I'd be interested to see. So she wouldn't be wearing the jersey, but she'll be decked out.
Yeah, well,
in whatever her
look, in her
is.
Case, I'm not going to make any real guesses because...
I want to see what she wears.
She doesn't seem to be bound by mores or societal law.
That's why I'd want to see what she wears.
Yeah, yeah, probably be something that's like see-through or something. see-through and her panties. Her panties on the back will say... Heisman Trophy winner.
Oh God!
I cannot wait. Give me
that's gonna be something.
Give me the Pavia clan to New York for the Heisman Trophy, win or lose. Like I said, it might be even more interesting if they lose. So that's one of the things. I meant to tell you this the other day, Ramon. I meant to tell you this the other day because I've been thinking this. I wrote it on Twitter. I just want to see the Pavia clan in New York for the Heisman Trophy. And it's going to happen.
So the dad got arrested now.
Yeah.
So we got the two brothers and the dad arrested.
Yeah, we never
she
we hasn't even
been
really
arrested,
know.
As far as we know.
Well,
maybe before they
not
got famous.
Recently.
Before they got famous. She
yeah,
have been
yeah we don't know. But
yeah, we don't
know. But the Pavia clan in New York for the Heisman Trophy is going to be the most amazing thing. And that is a mortal lock guarantee. That is going to happen. Now, unless they're just so afraid of him, Ramona, unless they're so afraid of the Pavia clan in New York that they don't let him be one of the finalists, it's just impossible to imagine at this point. It would seem like your three finalists are going to be Mendoza, Sayan, and Diego Pavia. It would seem like those are your three finalists, and I don't know what that order is anymore. I really don't know. Could Jeremiah Smith also get there? I don't know. Maybe. But I think Diego Pavia not only is going, I think he has a great chance of winning. And I think there's a lot of momentum late, and it might come from SEC sources, and they're trying to build up an SEC guy. I don't know. But I think there's a lot of late momentum for Diego Pavia. And like I said, I don't care whether dude wins or loses. It might be more interesting if he loses to see the ballistics. I mean, can you imagine? These people have been selling this Heisman notion, the Pavia clan, Ramona, for the whole season. You know, when Diego scored the other day, his whole team doing the Heisman pose with him. He did it, and his whole team surrounded him. They all did it. Mom's wearing the Pavia for Heisman. The brothers are fighting people in the stands. Give me that. Quick break.
AceHomeCo.com's the place. Plumbing, heat, When friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
You have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did, but I don't feel like myself.
What have you been eating?
I had turkey at my in-laws, turkey at my parents, had a turkey casserole this morning.
It's a clear-cut case of turkey-itis. I'm going to write a prescription right now for a double chili cheese aplenty from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In.
Next patient.
The Beacon Drive-In, where the food is always good since 1946.
Did you know that up to 60% of the air in your home comes from your crawl space or basement? If water, moisture, musty odors, or wood rot are hiding under your house, it could be damaging your home and your health. Crawl Space Medic Upstate, locally owned by a Clemson Engineering alum, offers honest, certified evaluations that you can trust. Schedule your free inspection today. No gimmicks, no upselling, just clear answers and long-lasting repairs from a team of fellow Tigers at Crawl Space Medic Upstate.
Attention student athletes, don't let injury or surgery keep you on the sidelines longer than it should. Get back in the game faster with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our state-of-the-art FDA-approved laser therapy is the strongest on the market, designed to reduce swelling, relieve pain, and speed up recovery. And now, with special student pricing, there's no better time to heal smarter, not harder. Whether you're in high school or college, Ortho Laser is here to help you return to peak performance. Visit our website, recoverwithlight.com. Get back in the game with Ortho Laser Spartanburg.
Ever tried calling an insurance company after a wreck or work injury? Press 1 for confusion, press 2 for excuses, press 3 to never speak to a human again. I'm Trey Mills with the Trammell & Mills Law Firm, and we don't play those games. If you've been injured, we take on the insurance company so you don't have to. You focus on the healing, and we'll handle the headaches. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at trammellandmills.com. We don't let them mess around and get away with it.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
You know, winds come and storms happen, but if your tree is properly pruned, it's not going to fall to the storm like one that isn't. We would recommend that you prune it properly so the wind can get through it. Your tree can be healthy and strong. We don't want to top them out. If you top a tree, you're going to have a bigger problem in 3 to 5 years. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Dipsula, Road Rage. You know, Mona, there are so many things happening in the world of college football right now that really I could do like a marathon, just 24-hour radio, except my voice wouldn't hold up. But there are just so many things going on. And Lane Kiffin's just the gift that keeps on giving. You know, on the Kiffin front, Ramona, his ex-players are coming out and basically saying he lied about everything. He lied about every element. He lied about the meetings they had. He lied about every element. They have all completely turned on him. It's just unbelievable. And remember what Lane said, Ramona. Lane basically said he was accosted leaving Ole Miss. And I said, oh, yeah. I said, yeah, those Ole Miss co-ed gangbangers were just hurling mad cuss words at Lane as he left. He was accosted, but he embellished, Ramona. He said that, you know, he was escorted by the highway patrol leaving, because, you know, you would be. And he said that a vehicle attempted to run him off the road.
Oh, come on.
That's what he said. He said an Ole Miss vehicle tried to run him off the road.
Is that true, or is that just something he said?
Well, this article by Taylor Vance in Mississippi Today, and the headline is, a vehicle did not try to run Lane Kiffin off the road, says the Mississippi Highway Patrol. There is no evidence that a driver tried to run former Ole Miss football coach Lane Kiffin off the road while he was on his way to the Oxford Airport to accept the new head coaching gig at rival Louisiana State University, according to state and local law enforcement agencies. Kiffin announced last weekend he was leaving Mississippi Flagship University after helping to clinch a playoff, blah, blah, blah. He said in a Monday press conference in Baton Rouge that an angry Rebel fan tried to run him off the road while he was driving with his son Knox to the airport in Oxford. Bailey Holloway, a spokeswoman for the Mississippi Department of Public Safety, told Mississippi Today that Lane Kiffin had a safety escort from the Mississippi Highway Patrol when he traveled to the airport. The agency's officers have no record of any automobile trying to push the football coach's car off the roadway, Holloway added.
He just decided to lie about
right.
that.
Well, he's lied about everything, let's
I
be
know,
honest.
But still,
that's
I mean,
what he, that's what he
what
does.
Is your but, I mean, you had to know that could be disproven.
Yeah, he's been tripped up. Every single thing he has said, he has been tripped up by. He's just...
He's keep his mouth shut.
Right. It's over. Okay. It's over. Everyone's coming out. The players are coming out. The Mississippi Highway Patrol are coming out. Everyone is coming out just saying this dude's a liar. They're all saying he's just an absolute liar. I mean, that's the reality. I mean, you know, look, do I know him? No. Was I there? No. I'm reporting what these people are saying. They are all, his ex-players are saying he's a liar. The Mississippi Highway Patrol is saying he's a liar. I mean.
Well, good riddance, I'm sure.
Yeah. Good riddance, I'm sure. But just, I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. You're talking about a level of, I mean, obviously he's a narcissist, but you're talking about a level that I'm not sure we've ever seen before, ever. I mean, every single thing he does is based solely on the world according to Lane Kiffin. So much so that he apparently can just make stuff up. I mean, it's just, it's really, really hard to believe, but it just keeps getting worse. And that's who they brought in. I mean, so it's just really too incredible for belief. And then Ramona, there is this, if I can find it. Where is it? Oh, here it is, Ramona. From Polymarket Football. Okay, that's the gambling outfit. Polymarket Football, Ramona. This ties into something that we covered yesterday. We covered the Odell Beckham situation, Ramona. Remember how Odell was complaining that it's just too hard to live on $100 million over 5 years?
Yeah, because they take it. Yeah, it's only $60 million.
Yeah, we had one person rise say, well, working three jobs to make $30,000 and make ends meet. And again, Odell thinks he's the only person who's taxed in America.
What did he call us? He called us something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He lumped all the rest of us. Right. He lumped all the rest of us non-rich types into you people just don't understand. He basically did the you people just don't understand. Right.
Yeah, he did.
$100 million in 5 years a month, it's not enough. You can't possibly, no generational wealth there. You can't possibly do that. And he said, you know, right off the top, they take $40 million, so I'm down to $60 million. And then he said, well, per year, you know, I'm down to eight. And then he's having a serious conversation with his interviewer, who's also an ex-player. And they're discussing, you know, all the things you have to pay for, including.
And the interviewer's got this, like, I mean, you can't see this on radio. Yeah. His face is like, yeah, man, I understand.
Yeah. So that, Ramona, now butts up against this.
Okay.
Polymarket Football. Odell Beckham Jr. has just sold his Super Bowl cleats.
Uh-oh, he's having money issues.
Yeah, this is the part. This is the part we weren't aware of, Ramona.
Yeah.
It turns out, and this is the reason for his lament yesterday.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It turns out that out of the $100 million for the 5 years, he has zero.
He's been spending it all.
Yes.
That's why he's gambling.
I don't know what he has spent it on. $100 million in 5 years, and he has pissed it all away.
That's why he was saying all that.
That's
in other words,
exactly
he's saying,
right.
Look, man,
that's exactly
my
right.
Family, you're not going to get a dime. I've lost it all.
He was trying to make it sound, I thought yesterday, like, you know, just explaining away the difficulties of dealing with $100 million over 5 years.
Yeah.
But I had no idea that we were talking about a total whitewashing of the entire $100 million.
Right.
I did not know that yesterday. I thought this guy's lamenting that he's, you know, that he's down to like $20 million left or something like that or whatever. No,
but it's all gone.
He's selling his shoes.
He's selling his shoes. Oh, no, there's going to be some Odell Beckham stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
eBay, check your eBay. Yeah.
But this guy, on his way out, Ramona, made sure to insult all the rest of us and make it seem like
poor little old me.
Exactly, poor little old me.
I had stuff to pay for.
Right.
I had my mom on my house. Yeah. Well, there you go. You'll be living with your mother.
It's right. Odell Beckham Jr. had things to pay for, and so he couldn't. Ramona, I have like 30 texts on the Pavia clan going to New York.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be something.
Yeah.
It's gonna be something.
What is this? Tess said, I don't trust the star system. Sometimes absolutely right, but often very wrong. Some guys are obvious, but they're few and far between. Well, that's why we do what we do if we're talking about that. Tess said, I'll be seeing that Odell Beckham GoFundMe pretty soon. I'm sure his house burned down, ? Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, you probably will see the probably this does lead into that. I'm not sure. But I'm guessing that the things that Odell Beckham Jr. said yesterday, like the Lane Kiffin situation, he's another expert in burning good grace. There was a way that you could have approached this and had this conversation without the perception that came with the interview that he gave. The interview that he gave was like basically the whole world's done him wrong, and and that you people, you non-100 million people, you don't understand how tough I have it.
Somebody tried to run him off the road. Right. All his money was in the car and it flew out.
Look, if you missed that yesterday, play that again, Ramona, if you can. Play that again. Texter said, good Lord, he has like 17 kids, doesn't he? I have no idea how many kids.
Maybe he's saying, look, I'm spending all my money on myself, so anybody in my family, just forget it. You're not getting it.
Well,
This wasn't saying he had any generational wealth. Well, right? He was trying to tell them, you're not getting it.
Well, mom got cut off. We know that. I mean, mom
might have been spending it.
Yeah,
too.
Mom is 100% cut off. So there's that. But I mean, it was again, it was the things he said. I found like fairly reprehensible. I see that. Dad said, well, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I want Pavi to win the Heisman. I want Indiana and Vandy in the national title. Well, the Indiana part is absolutely possible. The Vanderbilt part, I think that ship has sailed. But the Pavia winning the Heisman thing, very, very much alive. I just need to see it, whether they win. Whether the Pavia clan wins or loses, either way, it's going to be insane. I mean, either way, New York will never be the same. They have no idea what's about to hit them. Absolutely none. None whatsoever. Before we go to break, and we'll play that for you on the other side if you haven't heard it. Let me tell you about Underdog. Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block parties are back, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players who will go higher or lower in stats like points, rebounds, steals, assists, more. Man, I just love it. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash, which I nearly did this past weekend. I took a Lane Kiffin turn, Ramona. I was doing so well. I took a Lane Kiffin turn, but I went for it. I mean, I went all in. I put all my chips in. I hit 16 straight individual picks, and then I was up to $1,100-something. Then I put all my chips in, and I actually lost on two live in-game plays, which is normally the thing I love most. I love live in-game with NBA. It's my favorite thing. I get to drive. I control it all. You have to be quick, but it's you know what the game is like. You know who's hot and who's cold. I love playing live in-game NBA, and basketball is here, and it's a great time to get involved in Underdog. Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capitalized one word, to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18+. Present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-get-terms. _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Quick break.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Part A, Part B supplement, Advantage, Part D, it's enough to make your head spin. Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
As a business in the greater Clemson area, you have many ways to get involved with other businesses and the community. Stay up to date with the Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber offers you many opportunities to get connected with the community through networking events, business advocacy, and educational endeavors. Make sure you visit the Chamber website at ClemsonAreaChamber.org for news about upcoming events and information on how to become a member. Let's build a better future together. ClemsonAreaChamber.org.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple. The highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Is this the real?
Are you ready to rock like it's Wembley 86? One Night of Queen, performed by Gary Mullen and the Works, is coming to the Walhalla Performing Arts Center on Saturday, December 6th. Experience the magic, the music, and the moves of Freddie Mercury in this jaw-dropping tribute that's taken the world by storm. Tickets are on sale now at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss your chance to feel the thunder of Queen live in Walhalla.
I know what you're going to hear at those holiday parties. Everyone says they'll start after the holidays. And that's exactly why most people never tackle those extra pounds at all. Right now, PhD Weight Loss is making it easy to start before the new year with a bonus designed to get you moving now. They're adding 2 free weeks to your program. That means you can ramp up during the holidays and start the new year already working towards your goal. Those 2 free weeks means you won't roll into January feeling behind. PhD's metabolic reset system teaches your body to burn fat first. No drugs, no starvation diets, no endless workouts. Just a smarter, science-based system that fits real life. And when you mention 2 weeks on the phone, they'll waive your consultation fee and pay for the cost of your food during the program. There's no reason to wait. Call PhD Weight Loss today and start 2026 already ahead. 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Harrison's is the home of Work Western and WOW. For nearly 30 years, our family has been boots on the ground when it comes to work. Key to our success is great partners like Ariat. We have the largest selection of Ariat in the Carolinas. Need comfortable work boots? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Want to show out at the rodeo? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Looking to wow on date night? Yep, Ariat. Work staples, Western favorites, and casual style to wow any crowd. Shop Ariat at Harrison's in Malden and Spartanburg or online at harrisonsusa.com.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
3 more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage Money. Can't make generational wealth with $100 million in 5 years. There's just no way. It's just impossible. Do you remember a lottery commercial at one point? I don't know where this aired, but there was a lottery commercial at one point where the guy like finds like $1 million out on the street and then and says he doesn't want it because it's only $1 million.
No, I do not remember that.
Yeah, it was a
man.
It was a commercial for the lottery, like basically saying, you know, $1 million is still a lot of money, you know. But Odell Beckham Jr., if he had found $100 million, That would not be enough money either.
No.
That would be garbage. No. It'd be garbage.
But it all makes sense.
In 5 years, I'm not
going
to have any of it anyway. You know.
Yeah. Because he's broke now and he's stronger.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, though. Maybe you should have thought about, I don't know, like a bank.
Maybe his Thanksgiving.
like an investment advisor.
His Thanksgiving didn't go well.
Yeah.
Everybody said, how you doing? And he said, well, I got an announcement. I spent all the money that I had.
Yeah.
And some. I'm in debt up to my eyeballs.
Hey, Ramona, just remind the people what Odell Beckham Jr. actually said yesterday. I'm sorry, what?
I don't have it up.
You had the whole commercial. What do you mean?
Yeah. Look it up. What other thing you asked me for during the commercial? What do you think? I got four hands and three computers?
All right. Do we have it yet?
No.
Why?
Now I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Just have you give me a minute.
All right. You look for that. Well, then I can't even mention this other thing because I'll tell you what. We'll come back to the Odell Beckham thing. Let's do this first, since you have this at hand. Would that be easier on you?
Yes. So you're going to stop me from looking up the Odell Beckham thing to play the other thing.
Yeah, for the moment.
And then you're going to ask for that.
Yeah. Then I'll ask for the Odell Beckham thing again. You still won't have it. Yeah.
Because I'll be busy doing this. I'm running a show too, Walt.
All right. So I came across this today too. You know, the Penn State thing is an unmitigated disaster. I mean, it just can't be any worse. You have ex-Penn State players just saying that the whole thing was a disaster to start with, that the only thing holding Penn State together was James Franklin, that they weren't paying up to the market value, so it was only Franklin's brilliant recruiting that was keeping them afloat. Their recruiting class was like dead last. That's where they are. And now, Ramona, you have ex-Franklin quarterback Drew Aller posting photos with the team and James Franklin on his Instagram with this song.
Oh, yeah. I like this song.
What?
Like Jimmy said.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone?
So Drew Aller posts "Got Till It's Gone" with the lyrics are "You don't know what you got until it's gone." And speaking of James Franklin, I mean,
everybody else is getting their coaches and everything right.
Yeah.
They're the only ones that haven't gotten
right.
coaches.
Well, that's what it seems like, and they're the first
everybody
ones.
Everybody else
right.
is like, we got this guy.
Right, and they're the ones who fired the 13 win coach, the guys who've been averaging 11.33 wins. Right, part of the problem is, you know, we read this list of coaches that allegedly may have turned down Penn State or at least taken their name out. That's often when you haven't been asked, but. We saw this list of coaches. We gave it out yesterday that may or may not have turned down Penn State, right? And I get all that. But look, here's the thing. Here's another reason that Kraft was short-sighted, Ramona. That job has been devalued now. When you fire a 13-win coach, what do you think the other prospective candidates to replace him are thinking about you? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, they're like, what are you, freaking crazy? I'm not going there. You just fired a 13-win coach. How many games would I have to win? What would I have to do to keep my employment there? So basically, not only did Penn State do the absolute wrong thing, but they put up this giant billboard that says, hey, man, 11.33 wins a year at Penn State is not enough. We will fire you. Okay, who wants that job then? You know,
nobody
in their right mind wants that job now. So Kraft not only fired a guy who was averaging 11.33 wins, and his only sin was he couldn't beat Ohio State and Michigan, the two national championship teams. He not only fired him, but he devalued the Penn State job in the marketplace in so doing, because he convinced every other coach in America that there's no way on earth they want to take that job, because they know what is what the charge is, what's being asked of them. So Penn State is an unmitigated disaster right now. I mean, it's we have like dueling disasters, Ramona. On the one hand, we have Lane Kiffin, who's a disaster unto himself. And on the other hand, we have Penn State. So we have dueling disasters.
And Odell Beckham's finances.
Oh, which we now have? Is that what you're saying? Okay, go ahead.
If I didn't have a dollar in my account right here today as we speak, I'm going to be straight for the rest of my life. No question, right? I don't think everybody is in that. And when you've sacrificed your whole life to get here, and you're like, yeah, I played 10 years in the league. And I always explain this to people. I'm like, bro, you give somebody a five-year, $100 million contract, right? What is it really? It's 5 years for 60.
It's jump change.
You're getting taxed. Do the math. That's 12 a year.
We did the math.
You know, that you have to spend, use,
save,
invest, flaunt, like whatever.
Hold on a second. Just stop for a second. Okay. I don't think
it got worse.
Yeah, on that little list, we're going to go back to it. We'll replay the whole thing. On that little list of things he just read off, it seems like maybe he didn't do enough of the save and invest part.
No, yeah, that's right. He didn't mention that.
Right. He seems like he did a little too much of the other parts and maybe not quite enough of the save and invest part with the $60 million that he was plagued with.
Yeah, which only turns out, what did he say? It was only 12 after 5 years. 12 a year. 12 million a year, people. God, 12 almighty. Million a year.
I mean, you just cannot be more out of touch than this dude is. All right, let's start it from the beginning. I'll try and keep quiet during it, but I can't make any promises.
If I didn't have a dollar in my account right here today as we speak, I'm going to be straight for the rest of my life. No question, right? I don't think everybody is in that. And when you've sacrificed your whole life to get here, and you're like, yeah, I played 10 years in the league. And I always explain this to people. I'm like, bro, you give somebody a five-year, $100 million contract, right? What is it really? It's 5 years for 60. You're getting taxed. Do the math. That's 12 a year, you know, that you have to spend, use.
Do the math.
Save, invest.
Flaunt, like whatever, however, just being real.
Flaunt. I'm going to buy a car. I'm going to
give my mom a house.
I'm
going to do. Everything costs money. So if you're spending $4 million a year, that's really $40 million over 5 years, eight a year, you know? And now you start breaking down the numbers. It's like, that's a five-year span of where you're getting $8 million. Can you make that last forever? And you always hear the people who ain't us ain't been in the
this
position.
Like,
oh, well, that would last a lifetime.
That's us, Rua. The people that ain't them.
Ain't them.
That's us.
They got some other dude there, and he's shaking his head, yeah.
Yeah, we're the people that ain't them.
The guy interviewing is the one that brought up the save and invest. Yeah.
Save, invest.
He said it first. Yeah. He goes, oh, yeah, save. Yeah. So that was an afterthought for Odell.
I think there was way too little of the save, invest, and maybe way too much of the flaunt.
The flaunt. That was the last thing you listed. That's probably the first
But it
thing.
Also was the loudest.
Yeah. Because that's what he did with it.
Right.
There's a picture of him on this post of him sitting on some kind of green sports car.
Yeah.
Not telling how much that thing.
Yeah. I think there maybe were a lot of green sports cars. Yeah. But by the way, just for the record, who buys a green sports car?
I don't know. I can't tell what it is because it's not big enough.
Send me that. Send me that. Send me that to my mail. Let me look at that. But I mean, look, I've seen some people who are out of touch before, Ramona. But again, it's all you people who ain't us who, you know, we hear say, well, I could get by on $40 million for the rest of my life. Hey, listen, I got a newsflash for you, Odell. I got a newsflash for you. I could 100% get by on $40
million. Yeah, and you know what? He made 100 to get the taxes taken out. If he made less than that, he would have had even less. So he should be glad that they were giving him 100.
Yeah. Again, he thinks he's the only person being taxed in America.
It takes it
right down to 60.
It was just funny
when we're listening to him talk down $100 million. Like he basically tried to explain away how $100 million is really nothing and it can just go away like this.
Yeah.
He basically
flaunting.
Right. It basically trying to explain it away. Like, no, it's like first the government takes theirs. Now I only have $60 million. And then something else happens. Now I only have $40 million.
Yeah.
And then how could I possibly make that $40 million last the rest of my life? There's just no way.
And he's worked all his life.
Yeah.
He's sacrificed. That's what he said. He sacrificed his whole life to get there.
Yeah. You know, look,
it's tough.
Man, it's hard to feel sorry for somebody who not only is in that position and puts themselves in that position, but says the ridiculous things he did about the rest of us, though.
If he'd have said, you know, man, I've just been spending it like crazy.
Right.
I'm stupid. I spend it all.
Exactly.
It wouldn't be bad.
Exactly. We're a forgiving nation, and people would come to his aid if he had just said that. If he just said, look, man, I have no idea. I was out of control. I burnt through $100 million. I did things I never should have done. I was young. I was stupid. I didn't imagine it. And now I'm in some trouble. And you know what? People would have rushed to his aid. It would have been saying the right things.
Yeah,
He actually should have said something. And I know that with people struggling and living paycheck to paycheck, I mean, I know that this must be hard to hear, and I understand that. You know, he could have really turned public sentiment in his favor and even benefited from that. But instead, he did the exact opposite. You know, the exact opposite. He took a bonfire and poured gas on it, more gas. You know, he poured a 300 pound tank of kerosene on it. I don't know, man. Good luck to you, Odell. I don't think people are going to be anxious to help you, my man. Let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation. Rot wooden beams and joists cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. Call 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, Canty, Canty, CantyCanFixIt.com. And again, when you call, I'll tell them I sent you. That's how this deal works. I'm guessing, Rona, there are probably a lot of people on the text line again right now saying that, I'd probably be okay with $60 million. I could probably make it. I could probably make it to the finish line. You know, I could probably live to 180 and make it to the finish line with a cool $60 million. I probably know how to handle that to some degree. Our friend William Cockrell will be with us in a second. Ex-Clemson walk-on, Clemson football player. We'll talk recruiting.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Are you turning 65 soon? We can help. Have you reached your 25th month on Social Security Disability and received notice your Medicare will begin soon? We can help. You have both Medicare and Medicaid or low income subsidy and have just been notified that your status has changed. We can help. Have you recently moved or will be moving soon out of your Medicare service area? We can help. You have a chronic condition of the heart and/or diabetes? We can help. If any of these apply to your current circumstances, please give me a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484.